And if you have your Bibles, we ask you to turn with us to the Gospel according to St. Luke. And we shall be reading out of the 5th chapter this morning. Luke chapter 5. In chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break." I think he coming from verses 5. "And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Supporting scripture this morning, the 33rd Psalms, verse 9, that you've already heard in your hearing. "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Based on those verses this morning, we like to speak from the thought, you got to do what the Lord say do. Amen. You got to do what the Lord say do. Amen. Jesus. I don't know about you, but I learned that when I want to get mine, I got to let go and let God. Hallelujah. God didn't give me this big mouth to be a whisperer this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are a lot of us in here this morning that if the truth be told, we got a whole lot more mouth than we got anything yet. But after it's all said and done, the one that created you, he will have the last word. We acknowledge him now, or we will acknowledge him later. For the Bible that I read, that we all are going to fall at his feet. Hallelujah. We got to confess our faults before him. And it's not going to be any getting around it. It ain't no be no shortcuts. It ain't going to be no getting around it. We got to go to judgment. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said that you must be born again. Hallelujah. How you feel with your new birth? Hallelujah. First time you didn't even realize. Some of you came in the world crying. You've been crying ever since. But every now and then, you got to wipe your teary eyes. Somebody know God said he's going to wipe all your tears away. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad I found out that every tear is not a sad tear. Anybody know how to cry some happy tears? God just been so good to you, you just cry. And see, that individual that's looking for fault, that individual that don't know your walk, they're going to begin to think in their mind that you got some trouble in your life, but every tear is not trouble. Somebody said, "Well, I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me." Yeah. My soul. See, I come to tell you, mama and them can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. They can't do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and bowed your head. The King of Glory. The King shall come in. Oh, I feel something right now. You know why? Because I'm doing what the Lord told me to do. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 it's right in here now. Well. Something about serving the Lord make you forget you don't have good sense sometimes. Glory. Yeah, I thank God. I thank God that when I don't feel good, he make me feel even better. Oh, physical body may be a little bit on the shaky side, but the other body, oh, it's intact. Oh, my heart just dancing right now. I would let my feet catch up, but y'all don't know how to act. Hallelujah. Now, let me get a little bit of this out of here this morning. I done messed up now. That's why we're here to praise God, isn't it? You could have sat at home and just sat there and looked at the television. But if God has done anything for you, you ought to show some sign this morning. He's ready this morning. I need a fan. I'm hot. Woo. Amen. 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 See, I know you feel a little bit better now. Hallelujah. Every now and then, you just got to shake the devil off, and you got to let the Lord know that despite of, I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. For on this great Sunday morning, our God has allowed us another opportunity to come and to assemble ourselves just one more time to magnify and praise his holy name. And we think of the words of David. David said that he was glad when they said unto him, go into the house of the Lord. And I wonder this morning how many of you can concur and have an understanding of what he really meant. You see, I find it to be a personal thing this morning. David realized that the Lord had been good to him. David realized, and the Bible says that we should not forsake assembling ourselves together. So it's a good thing for the children of God to come together. And so when we come together and I bring my strengths and even my weaknesses and you bring the same, then when we add our strengths together, it makes our weaknesses go down. Because the Bible says when I'm weak, God makes me strong. So even though I may seemingly be weak, I'm not really all that weak because all of my help comes from who? Oh, you ought to be able to say that better than that. We just got through jumping. You don't have no more spunk than that. Now, those of you that were jumping around, I can see you not having no air. I can see you not making a response. But those of you that have been sitting there, and I'm not saying you're not with me. I can see on your faces that you're with me. But let me hear where you're coming from every now and then. The Bible says the redeemed of the Lord ought to do what? There you go. This is the house of God. And the Bible says, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So that neighbor sitting beside you that think it's just noise, don't worry about them. You have your good time anyhow. See, that's why it's personal. I feel somewhat like David. I was glad when I got an opportunity to come. I'm glad that it hadn't snowed, that we hadn't church this morning. No, you know how it is. Some of us, we don't get this closeness with God throughout the week. So you better get all you can get today to help you make it through the week. See, that's one thing. When you are used to getting yours, it makes a big difference when you can't get it. You want to have a bad week, don't go to church and don't have a good reason why you didn't go. Sit at home just because you want to sit at home. And then, what have you ever thought about when you're at home, you wonder, what are they doing down there? Well, if you want to know what we're doing down here, come on down here and join in with us. Don't wait on nobody to get home and tell you what a good time we had. Come and have your own good time. Come and let the Lord know whose side you on. Let him know that I know that I'm nothing but a wretch and none, but I thank you, God, for looking beyond my fault and blessing my every need. Somebody could say this morning, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Think about that. If it hadn't been for your God who looked beyond your faults, because the Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says that there's none perfect. No, not one. So there's something wrong with all of us. But when I began to think about my shortcomings, I can't help but think about Jesus. The Lord loved us so much that he died for our shortcomings. He died for the things that we are not able to overcome. But God said if we hold on and hold out, we shall overcome. The Lord will do just what he said that it'll do. Why has God blessed us so? I believe if you would go with John 3:16, the Bible say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, the Bible is very clear here. It says, for God so loved the world, and we are part of the world, that he gave, and he didn't have to do it, but he gave his only begotten son, that not the rich folk, not all the white folk, Asians or whatever nationality they may be, not all the black folk that think we got an up on thing because we got a little spirit. You know how we like to look down on folk because we think we got so much spirit? Well, we can jump all we want to jump, but if we don't live, then we're going to jump right on in the hell. I don't go against nobody jumping because everybody got something to jump about. I don't go against nobody that don't jump because everybody don't have to jump. You don't have to praise him like I praise him. But you ought to be able to feel him. You ought to be able to know that his presence is with you. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought that you didn't have no hope at all, and all of a sudden that small still voice began to speak to you and minister to you and remind you, hold on and hold out. Didn't I promise you I wouldn't leave you? Didn't I promise you that I wouldn't forsake you? Didn't I tell you that I would go with you all the way? Oh, God, hear me in here this morning. All we got to do, the Bible says, whosoever believeth in him. So that's all I got to do. That's all you got to do is believe in him. got to believe in me. I'm from the same dust that you come from. You don't even have to like me, but you got to love me. Some of us, we just, I guess you hadn't grown enough, or you ain't been talked about enough, you hadn't lived long enough. When you done went through something, you done stop worrying about all the petty things and the things that don't really make that much sense. And what you tell me, Charles, stop sweating the small stuff. Too many of us sweat the small stuff. Think about it. Your life would be better if you stopped sweating the small stuff. Your life would be better if you would just let God be God. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Stop trying to work everything out on your own and know that God is the one that can make a difference in your life. If we believe in the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, all you have to do is confess your sins to him. Got to tell nobody about your trouble. And the Bible says, if you confess to him and believe in your heart that you will be delivered and saved from damnation. Again, this only happens because of the love of Jesus. The Bible declares no greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. And I thank God, you know, we sing the hymn at most funerals, what a friend we have in Jesus. But do you really know Jesus to be your friend? I wonder, do you really know or understand what having a real friend is all about? You see, a friend is somebody that you can depend on. A friend is somebody that's going to pray with you and pray for you. A friend is somebody that's not going to put their foot on you when you're down, but going to lend a helping hand to try to help you get up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Not talking about your associates. I'm not talking about those that you got to have your pocket padded in order to have them to walk with you. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. There are a whole lot of folk in here that won't do nothing for nobody unless there's something in it for them. But how many of you know that if you do something just because it's in your heart to do it, you will get a blessing from the Almighty God. If there ever was a time that we needed to be praying, it's praying time right now. It's praying time all over the world. If you pray right and believe, then you don't have to worry. The Lord promised to go with you all the way to the end of the world. And if you're one of those that are going through this morning, I encourage you to gird up your lines. Hold on and hold out. Because I got a feeling this morning everything's going to be all right. See, I don't know about you, but I feel my presence of God right now. I feel God moving down on the inside. The Bible teaches that we ought to obey God rather than man. For it was God that created the heavens and the earth. It was God that made us from the dust of the ground and then breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. It was God that sent his only begotten son to die for your sins and my sins. It was God that allowed his son to come in the beginning of the word, and when the word was God and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. It was God that created the heavens and the earth. It's God that have a heaven and a hell that he can send you to. So we owe a whole lot to God this morning. But I wonder this morning, how is it that we always want to do our own thing? We always want to do things our own way. But how many of you heard that God's way is the best way? We got to learn how to trust God. And when you trust God, you got to do what the Lord say do. David tells us, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. When we look here in the word of God, the Bible says that all of the hosts of them, even by the breath of his mouth, he gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He led up the depth in storehouses. He let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. When I began to think about how much the Lord loves us and all that the Lord is doing in our lives, I know that when God says something, he means exactly what he says. The Bible said, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. God had made a way out of no way. All the Lord had to do was open up his mouth. And I come to tell somebody this morning that the God that we serve, he sits high and he looks down low. I want to know if anybody loved the Lord this morning. For the Lord will open up his mouth. When God speaks, something has got to happen. For the Bible said the world was void and without any form whatsoever. But God said, let there be. And that came into existence. Everything that you see right now came to be because God made a way out of no way. And I stopped by to tell somebody that you got to do what the Lord said do. There are a whole lot of folk that might tell you this, that, or the other. But don't listen to what everybody else said. There come a time you got to hear what thus said the Lord. The Lord said he will come to your rescue this morning. But you got to learn how to trust God. You got to learn how to know that the Lord knows what he's talking about. We look at our text this morning. We have God our Father. He's sitting there by the lake of Gennesaret. I thank God for the lake of Galilee. It was a place where a lot of folk lived around the lake. But I thank God this morning when I look here in the Word of God. The Bible says he saw some ships there. And there were some men there mending their nets. They had been out all night long trying to fish and get some food. But they found that they didn't get any fish that night. But early in the morning, they came into the seashore and they began to mend their nets. As they were washing their nets, the Bible says that the Lord our God came along and Jesus began to talk to them. Jesus told them that I want you to put me in the boat and let me go out just a little bit from the shore because I want to let you know I got something to say. Somebody say, is there a word from the Lord? I come to tell you this morning, there is a word from the Lord. God said this morning, you got to do what he say do. Because when you do what the Lord say do, there's a blessing in store for you. Think about these men of God. They were setting their men in their nets. He put Jesus on the boat. Jesus began to teach the people of God. We want to realize that when God began to open up his mouth, you better learn how to listen. For the Bible said that as he began to talk to them, that Peter came and asked him. He said, Peter, I want you to just put me out a little bit so I can talk to the people of God. And when I get out there, I want you to drop your net because I want you to get some fish today. Peter realized, I know that you are the Messiah, but you don't know nothing about fishing. You don't know anything about what I'm doing. Because the fish, when it's this time of the day, the fish go deep down into the water. So if I throw the net on the shallow water, I don't think that I'm going to get anything. But let us look here at the Word of God. The Bible said Peter realized that he didn't really know what he was talking about. At least he didn't think that he did. But because he was God, the Bible says, he said, nevertheless, at thy word, because you said it, God, because you are my God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I know that I got my mind made up. I've been fishing for a long time, and I've been pulling in fish left and right, but I never seen fish like this before. I thank God that when you do what the Lord say do, God will lead you where you got to go. While you were trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. They were looking for a whole lot of fish. The Bible said that when they threw the net out, that they got so many fish in the net that the net began to break. The other ship came to give a helping hand. And both ships had more fish than they could have. I come to tell Foul Chapel, if you do what the Lord say do, he'll feed you when you get hungry. He'll take care of your children. He'll open up closed doors. He'll heal your feeble body. The Lord will make a way out of no way. I stop to tell you that there's a blessing in store for you when you do what the Lord said do. You see, this fisherman, this fisherman realized, I know my profession, but because you're Jesus, I got faith in your word. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to take you at your word. And when you tell me to go out and drop my net, I'm going to do just what you tell me to do. And when you do what God tells you to do, you will get that same result. God will bless you abundantly and even more than you anticipated. And what we have to understand is that we serve that same God this morning. As we hear of all the things about the recession and all the things that we are going through. How many of you got your mind up you're going to go through? See, that's what I'm talking about. I got faith in my God that I'm going to be all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When I get hungry, I'm going to eat. When I need a roof over my head, I'm going to have somewhere to lay my head. Because my Father sits high and he looks down low. And he's ever watching me. And just like these men, he already knew what I stood in need of. After they got the fish in, if you read those last two verses, the Bible says, Jesus came and let them know, look at all the fish that you caught. But I got something else for you to do now. You don't have to worry about fishing for fish no more. But you're going to become fishers of men. Hallelujah. We got any fishermen in the house? You see, I want to throw a line out this morning. And I want to draw in somebody that wants just a little bit of Jesus. Anybody want a little bit of Jesus? Anybody thank God for Jesus? Anybody got any joy this morning? The Bible said the joy of the Lord ought to be your strength. And if you got strength this morning, you got to trust what God say do. Even though you may be talking to a professional, and they might know what they're talking about. If God whispers to your heart, you listen, you be respectful, but you learn to do what the Lord say do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can never go wrong when you do what God say do. That's what I come down here to do this morning. Just what God said to do. And as I think about the physical condition, I attribute that to human nature. But when I think about my spiritual condition, hallelujah. How many of you know that when you don't think you have any strength left, that's when God comes in. And he said, I shall renew your strength. You shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You shall run and not be weary. You can walk and not faint. I can stand my ground this morning because I learned to do what the Lord say do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Very simple message this morning. Just being obedient to what God says. God speaks. Whether we listen or not, that's another story. But God speaks. And the Lord might be speaking to someone right now, letting you know that it's not as bad as you thought it was. And you're not as bad as you thought you were. You know what I found out is that when you love God, and when you really want to be what God would have you to be, the least little thing that you do wrong, it troubles you. And you will find yourself thinking in your own mind that I'm wild and I'm crazy and I'm this and I'm that. But it's just unrighteousness. It's just sin. And it doesn't matter whether it's small or whether it's large. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. But if you're one that feel like your sin is so big it got you weighed down, I'm here to encourage you this morning that you can be delivered. if you do what the Lord say do. Now what God tells me to tell you to do this morning, the Lord says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you. Those distractions that keep you off focus. You know, sometimes you got to stay focused. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. Because I got my mind made up that I'm going to reach where Jesus is. And as I press toward the mark, I got to ask God, help me forget those things that are behind me. Don't let your yesterdays weigh you down. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As the choir ministers to us this morning, is there one that can hear the Spirit of God said, I love you, I died for you, and I'm actually waiting on you. I stand with my arms wide open, and I say to you this morning, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is there one this morning that should like to come